And I feel like life just throws you these curveballs that make you question, well, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously,
Yeah.
this is how it's all supposed to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what this guy Habakkuk does, this prophet.
Right.
And we're gonna deep dive into his story, but
Okay.
we've got some expert help today,
Yeah.
right? A lecture by Dr. Marv Wilson.
It's a story that's just stuck with people, over the centuries.
Yeah.
Because it gets at this thing we all deal with. How can a God who's supposed to be just let all this suffering and injustice happen?
It's like he's looking up and saying, really, this is how you run the universe.
Right.
But okay, before we get too deep into this conversation with God,
Sure.
can we set the scene for folks listening? Like, what's going on in Habakkuk's world?
Okay, so picture this. You're living in Judah, this nation that's constantly under threat, right?
Okay.
And now, boom, the Babylonians are on the horizon. They're this brutal empire, notorious for it, and they're about to unleash everything.
Oh, wow.
That's where Habakkuk is coming from when he has this crisis of faith.
Okay, so we've got this backdrop of like impending doom.
Yeah.
What's the first big question that Habakkuk throws at God?
Well, it's a question that's echoed through like all of history, He's like, why do you just stand by and let bad stuff happen? Why do the wicked get away with crushing people who are more righteous than them?
Yeah.
He's basically saying, if you're really in charge, how come evil seems to be winning?
And then God drops the mic with his response, right?
Yeah.
Talk about a plot twist.
Right. Instead of giving Habakkuk some comfort or something,
Right.
God announces that he's going to use the Babylonians, who are even worse than Judah, mind you, to
Wow.
carry out his judgment.
So wait, he's saying it's going to get worse?
Like, you think this is bad. Hold on, I'm bringing out the big guns.
Whoa. That's not exactly what you expect to hear from a loving God, is it?
No.
I wonder Habakkuk is reeling.
Yeah.
But I bet a lot of people listening can relate to that. I mean, how many times have we prayed for things to get better
Right?
and then something even worse happens?
It really makes you think about how God's ways are beyond what we can grasp.
Yeah.
And Habakkuk's reaction to this curveball is so interesting because instead of backing down, he pushes even harder with his questions.
He's like, wait a minute, you're going to use this nation that's known for cruelty to punish a nation that's at least trying to follow your rules. How does that make any
Yeah.
sense?
He even says God's like a bystander, just watching as the wicked prey on the righteous. It's a bad statement, right? Because it points to how much we crave fairness and
Yeah.
how messy things really are.
So Habakkuk's really wrestling with some deep stuff here.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
not just taking God's word for it.
He's
He's
not.
really trying to grapple with it.
And that's what makes it so relatable,
Yeah.
It gives us permission to bring our own doubts and questions to God.
Yeah.
It shows us that faith isn't about just accepting everything blindly. It's about this honest dialogue,
Right.
even when the answers are hard.
And that brings us to one of the most famous verses, right? Habakkuk 2:4, the righteous shall live by his faithfulness.
Oh, yeah.
This little phrase has had such a huge impact on Jewish and Christian thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's fascinating how it's been interpreted so differently.
Oh.
Like for Rabbi Simlai, it summed up the whole Hebrew Bible, like living right with God is what matters.
Okay.
But centuries later, you have Martin Luther, who saw as the key to understanding salvation through faith in Jesus.
That's amazing. One vest sparking all these different interpretations and inspiring whole traditions.
Right.
But what did it actually mean for Habakkuk back then?
Well, imagine your nation is about to be destroyed,
Yeah.
and then someone tells you to live by your faithfulness. That takes on a whole new meaning, right?
It does, yeah. It's like a call to hold on to your beliefs even when everything's falling apart.
Exactly.
It's not about expecting an easy life or dodging hardship. It's
No.
about finding that strength inside that lets you face anything. That's such a powerful message, especially today when everyone wants everything easy and instant.
Right. And that's where I think some modern takes on faith kind of miss the point. Like they focus on this idea that if you believe, life will be all sunshine and roses.
Like some cosmic vending machine, put in your faith, get out a perfect life.
Exactly. But Habakkuk's story throws that out the window.
Yeah.
Faith isn't a guarantee of comfort.
Right.
It's about finding the strength to get through the tough stuff, knowing God is there.
Even when we don't see the big picture,
Right.
this is starting to feel really relevant. For anyone who's going through a rough patch, it's like Habakkuk saying, listen, bad things happen even to good people, but your faith can give you the strength to make it through.
Absolutely. And it's not just about passively enduring hardship. It's about actively choosing to live, right, even when everything around you is messed up.
So even when everyone else is compromising, you stick to your values.
Yeah. That's a tough challenge, especially in a world that feels like it's going off the rails.
Exactly. It's about standing firm in your convictions, even when it's hard. But, you know, before we dive into how Habakkuk responds to all of this, let's take a quick break and we'll come back to explore this idea of God as a warrior in chapter 3.
Okay, so chapter 3, this is where God really makes an entrance, right?
You could say that.
We were talking about how Habakkuk is wrestling with this, living by faith, even when things are falling apart. But now it seems like things are about to get, well, kind of epic.
Yeah, chapter 3 is where we get this amazing theophany, you know?
Theophany.
It's like when God reveals himself in this really powerful, visible way.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like something out of an action movie with God as this warrior marching across the earth.
Wow. Okay. Can you like paint the picture for us? What kind of imagery does Habakkuk use?
Oh, he goes all out. He talks about God's brilliance being like the sunrise with rays flashing from his hand.
Mm-hmm. You really get this sense of like overwhelming power and majesty, like the earth itself is trembling before him.
So it's not just a quiet, reflective moment.
No, no, no.
It's this big, explosive display of like raw power. I get the action movie comparison now.
Exactly. And it's cool how he uses imagery from older biblical stories too, especially the Exodus.
Oh, interesting.
He's drawing on this rich history of God stepping in to deliver his people.
So it's like he's reminding himself and everyone listening that God isn't just sitting back and watching. He's involved, and he's got a history of showing up when things get really bad.
Exactly. He's connecting God's actions in the past to what's happening right now with Judah.
Okay.
And there's this part where Habakkuk actually mocks the idols that the Babylonians worship.
Oh, wow.
It's like he's saying, look at these pathetic statues. They can't do anything. They can't talk. They can't move. But our God, he's the real deal. He's alive and powerful.
That's such a stark contrast. It makes me think about how we can sometimes put our faith in things that are ultimately empty, like money or fame.
Right, thinking they'll bring security and happiness, but they always fall short.
Just like those idols.
Yeah, lifeless and unable to deliver on their promises. But the God that Habakkuk is talking about, he's a living God who can actually intervene, who can actually change things.
So it's a reminder that real faith means trusting in something or someone who can actually make a difference.
Exactly. And it's fascinating because this experience of encountering God's power actually brings Habakkuk to a place of peace and trust, even though everything is still falling apart.
Wait, so instead of being consumed by fear and doubt,
yeah,
he finds like a sense of surrender. That's quite a shift.
It is. It reminds me of that quote, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Habakkuk's journey shows that true faith isn't about having all the answers or never doubting. It's about being okay with the mystery of God and trusting that he's good even when we don't understand.
And that trust, that inner peace, that's what allows him to face the future without being completely terrified.
Yeah.
There's that line near the end of chapter 3, right? Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
That's powerful.
It really is.
It's a declaration of unwavering faith, even in the face of complete devastation.
Right. He's basically saying, even if everything I depend on is taken away, my joy won't disappear because it's rooted in God, not in my circumstances.
Exactly.
So it's not about pretending everything's fine.
No.
It's about finding a source of joy and strength that goes beyond what's happening around you.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's saying, I'm going to choose joy even when I don't feel like it because my ultimate hope is in God.
Exactly. And this inner strength that he finds, that's what empowers him to face whatever comes next. He moves from questioning to trusting, from demanding answers to surrendering to God's plan, even if he doesn't get it.
It's such a powerful example of how faith can transform us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about agreeing with ideas or following rules. It's about this deep change inside that changes how we see the world and how we deal with challenges.
And I think that's why Habakkuk's story still speaks to us today.
Yeah.
We live in a world where so much feels uncertain and out of control. But this ancient story reminds us that even in the middle of chaos, we can find strength and peace that allows us to not just survive, but thrive.
And then we come to the very end of the book, where Habakkuk comes to this really powerful conclusion. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights.
I love that imagery.
Yeah.
This deer effortlessly navigating like dangerous terrain.
Yeah.
It really captures that resilience and confidence that Habakkuk has found.
Yeah, he's saying, with God as my strength, I can overcome anything. I can face any challenge. I can even stand firm on the most precarious ground.
Right. It's such a beautiful image of how faith can give us that courage to face our fears and handle all the uncertainty of life with hope.
So it's not just about getting by. It's not really living, achieving things, overcoming obstacles that seem impossible. It's like he's saying God doesn't just save us from our problems. He gives us what we need to conquer them.
And that's a powerful message for anyone who's going through tough times. It reminds us that we're not alone in our struggles. God is with us, offering his strength and guidance and enabling us to not just endure, but to overcome.
This feels like a good place to pause and reflect on everything we've covered so far, right?
Yeah.
We've seen Habakkuk go from doubt to faith, from questioning to surrender, from despair to joy. But what does this ancient story actually mean for us today?
Right.
How can we apply these truths to our own lives?
Good question.
We'll explore those questions in the final part of our deep dive.
All right, so we're back diving deep into Habakkuk. You know, we've been tracing his journey from those bold questions he throws at God to that incredible pics of him standing strong on the heights with God as his strength. We've really been unpacking how Habakkuk's story isn't just some ancient tale. It's this timeless reflection of the struggles we all face. You know, trying to find solid ground when life feels like it's shaking.
Exactly. And we saw how he wrestles with those huge questions about why bad things happen and how we're supposed to keep believing when we don't see any answers. But I'm wondering, what does this all actually mean for us? Like, what can someone listening take away from this, especially if they're going through their own Habakkuk moment?
That's the heart of it, right? I think one of the most powerful things about Habakkuk's story is that it lets us be real with God. Like, Habakkuk doesn't try to hide his doubts. He doesn't pretend to have it all figured out. He just lays it all out there. The anger, the confusion, the fear. And in that raw honesty, I think that's where we find a connection to our own lives.
Oh, totally. It's like he's saying, hey, it's okay to question things. It's okay to not have all the answers. Maybe that struggle, that wrestling, that's part of what makes our faith stronger.
I think so. It's not about blindly accepting everything or pretending we don't have doubts. It's about bringing those doubts and questions to God and being willing to have that real conversation.
So instead of running from the tough questions, we actually lean into them. And that process of wrestling with God, even if it's uncomfortable, it can lead to a deeper faith.
Yeah, it's kind of a paradox. Sometimes the things that shake us up the most end up being the things that ground us more deeply.
And I love how it's not just about enduring hardship. It's about finding the strength to thrive, to overcome, to stand tall, like Habakkuk on those heights he talks about.
Exactly. It's not about being a victim of our circumstances, but about finding that inner strength that lets us not just survive, but truly live with purpose and joy, even when things are hard.
Okay, so we've talked about being honest and the strength we find in faith. But if you had to pick one thing, the most important takeaway from Habakkuk's story, what would it be? Like, if someone listening could only remember one thing from this whole deep dive.
Ooh, that's a tough one. But if I had to boil it down to one core message, it would be this. Even when things are uncertain and painful, there's a God who's bigger than all of it. And he's worthy of our trust.
So simple, but so powerful. It's not about having all the answers, but about holding on to that trust. Even when we don't get what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And that trust isn't passive. It's not about sitting around waiting for things to get better. It's about actively choosing to live by faith, to make decisions based on our belief in a God who is good and who is working everything together for good, even when we can't see it.
I love that. Okay, so before we wrap up, remember how we talked about Habakkuk having the guts to question God? If you could have that face-to-face with God, what's the one question you would bring?
Wow, that's a question that could take us on a whole other deep dive. You know, I think my question wouldn't be about specific events or anything like that. I think I'd want to ask, how can I better understand your heart, your motives, how you work in the world? Because in the end, the more we understand God, the stronger our faith can be.
That's beautiful. And it comes full circle back to trust. The more we get to know God, the more we see his character and faithfulness, the easier it is to trust him. Even when things are rough.
That's it. And for anyone listening who might be struggling with their own questions or doubts, I encourage you to do the same. Don't be afraid to bring your honest questions to God. Seek him in prayer, in scripture, in those quiet moments of reflection, and be open to how he might surprise you with his answers.
I think that's the perfect way to end. If you're looking for strength and inspiration, when life throws you curveballs, I highly recommend checking out Habakkuk. It's a short book, but it's full of timeless wisdom and hope that speaks to us even today.
And remember, you're not alone. So many others have walked this path, wrestling with the same questions and finding comfort in God's faithfulness.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Habakkuk. We'll see you next time. for another journey into the depths of knowledge and inspiration.